Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. This has been a wonderful, wonderful day so far. For those of us who are on the East Coast or Central Time Zone, we've been up for a bit. We've had our Vital Balance or our morning cup of go-go juice, whatever that may be. That could include Jade Green Zymes or a little bit of that wonderful natural organic substance called a coffee bean. Did you know, Robin, you probably didn't know this, but I learned this week from our 15-year-old daughter who was studying this for one of her classes that the coffee bean is the second most imported and exported item in the world, second only to oil.
No, I didn't. But that's because of Starbucks.
Yeah. And Starbucks is the number one importer of coffee beans from around the world. It's just trivial information I did not know. So those of you who were expecting to tune in to Saturday AM Live, you found the right spot, and we're not going to talk about global statistics of importing and exporting or coffee. But what we are going to do today is something we've done a few times in the past, and it's always a treat for, I know, at least for myself and hopefully for Dr. Robin, our special guest. An edition of what we like to call Stump the Doc. And I know a few of you who got on the line earlier were listening to Dr. Robin as she was sharing via YouTube, which I highly recommend. If you've never put a face with the voice that you were about to hear from, go on YouTube and you just type in Dr. Robin Ekholm, which is E-K-H-O-L-M, and it'll pop right up. Again, that's E as in Edward, K-O...
H-O-L-M.
Ekholm, E-K-H-O-L-M, and it'll come up, and it's right there, and it's a short, 5-6 minute long video, and a great overview of what a lot, and I say a lot, we're talking dozens, if not hundreds, of people in the medical community who have discovered not only Nican, but discovered that, hey, maybe we can complement what Western medicine has to offer. So what we're doing today and what we've done on previous editions of Stump the Doc is have Dr. Robin field questions from those of us who are on the line live. Those of us who are listening to the recording obviously can't take part. But all you need to do is hit *6 on your phone line, and that will demute your line. Just *6. And then throw your question out. And if you're on a cell phone or in an area where there's a lot of background noise for the sake of everybody else, if you can hit *6 again and demute your line after you ask your question, and then we'll just kind of get underway. I want to kick things off by asking a question right up front. Dr. Robin,
okay,
and
Before you do that, let me make this, we don't make medical claims statement. So it's really, really important because, what we believe, and probably one of the main attractions for me to Nican as an osteopathic physician, was that we believe that if you give the body what it needs, it heals itself. And that's exactly what the technologies do that we have in our Nican Wellness Home. Is it just helps us to get back into balance and the way we were meant to be, and then the immune system works, and the heart works, and the kidneys work, and the liver works, and the body basically heals itself. So, Always, it's important when you talk to people about different maladies that they have and different things that we want to have them try to tell them that we don't make any medical claims.
And I think the biggest thing to add right into that, you've been so gracious in the past to remind us of the importance of water and that the body can heal itself. And I love your formula. And why don't you share that up front here? How much water should we be consuming to make this body or allow our body to actually heal itself and do what it should
do? Remember that we're about 70% water, depending upon the body part. The eye is actually a lot more than that. There's some areas that are a little bit less, but overall we're 65 to 70% water. And so we should be consuming about half our body weight in ounces a day. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should have 50 ounces a day. If you weigh 200 pounds, you should have 100 ounces a day. And for every 25 pounds overweight that you are, especially if you're trying to lose weight, you need to have another glass of water because the body cannot metabolize fat without having adequate water. And also if you're a caffeinated person and you drink colas or Sprite or the energy drinks or coffee, you should have 2 glasses of water for every caffeinated product that you have. And I'll tell you a cute story. I had this sweet little lady that I saw in the clinic yesterday. She is probably in her 70s, and she's a former nurse, and she had fallen. So we were talking about what her consumption of caffeine was, and she had like a whole bunch of coffee. And we looked at her weight, and we got all done, and I calculated. I said, "Well, guess what, Murda? You need to drink 18 glasses of water a day." And she kind of rolled her eyes up, and we talked a little bit more. And I said, "Now, how much water do you need to drink?" And she looked at me. She says, 18. I said, right answer. I said, but if you don't drink that coffee, you don't have to drink quite so much. And she laughed, and she thought maybe that she could do that. But you see what it means to have to drink that much water. And what happens is we get so dehydrated that we can't get rid of our toxins because the caffeine basically pulls the water out. And I kind of liken it to when I'm talking to patients about if you have a really, really dirty car that you've run through the mud, and I just give you a wet sponge and say, clean that car, you're not going to be able to do a very good job. You really need a hose, buckets of water, et cetera. So it's so, so, so important. And those toxins in the waste products, just of normal metabolism, are the things that cause us to feel achy and sore. You know, when you run and you get a side ache, that's the production of lactic acid as part of the normal physiologic response of exercise. And you know how that hurts. Now, it takes a few minutes for that to go away. Or seconds sometimes, depending how severe it is. But that's your body mobilizing all the things that it needs in order to liquefy that lactic acid. And a lot of times that's the calcium that comes from our bones. So that's why when we're drinking caffeinated products, we tend to have more osteoporosis, and we're seeing osteoporosis in younger and younger children because of drinking the big gulp. So that's the formula for water. I'm done with that.
You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine 2 days ago who doesn't sleep at night. And about a year ago, I did let him borrow one of our sleep systems that we were not using, used it for a week, week and a half, and found no results whatsoever. Well, it wasn't until a couple weeks ago, because I was scratching my head back then, he invested into one of our Nikan waterfalls, a home unit. And but 2 weeks ago, he informed me that his consumption of water is 1 glass at lunch and 1 glass at dinner. That's it. And Bob is 6'4" and weighs probably 195, 200 pounds. Solid guy, works his own farm. And he says, "Man, I just can't understand why I'm so fatigued all day. I can't sleep at night." And he's really into nutrition and holistic medicine. I mean, some of the stuff he eats makes me jealous because I don't have the time to prepare all these wonderful things that are natural and organic. And I said, "Bob, do you think this has anything to do with it?" Yeah, I know. I just forget.
Well, you know, the other thing that happens, Vance, I guess I'm not done yet, but what happens is a lot of times we eat because we think we're hungry, but we're actually thirsty. And when the body is consistently dehydrated, it gets accustomed to that and it compensates for it. And so it doesn't turn on our thirst mechanism for us. And you know, this came home to me. Even I make a terrible mistake. I had a roommate who had breast cancer and was going through chemotherapy, and she was really feeling badly. And so in my error, I put her on a sleep system, and she said she got up after about a couple hours and pulled the thing off and threw it on the floor and said, "I can't sleep on that thing. Feels like somebody beat me with a 2x4." And it was like, oh, well, duh. You know, she had all the toxins from all the chemotherapy, and she wasn't hydrated. So I was taught by an orthopedic surgeon way up there in Portland, Oregon, your part of the woods, when I first started, that he wouldn't even put anybody on any kind of magnetic sleep system until they had been well hydrated. And his formula was like 2 weeks. Well, I think that's probably a little bit excessive. I think it needs to be at least 3 days. And get them up to where they need to be, and then go ahead and put the magnetics on. But just like your battery doesn't work without water, a magnetic field doesn't work well without hydration. And so that's my foundation always. And we have the very best water system on the planet for the least price. It's equivalent to the famous Kangen system that gets a pH of up to 9.5. And the more alkaline the body is, the less able cancers and infections are to grow, according to the word, and so we really want to have that alkaline body, and we need to compensate for our very acidic diet, made up a lot of the times by the things we've talked about that we drink. But how about we let them go ahead and try to stump me?
Yeah. now that you and I have had a blast, let's open up the line. And again, *6 on your phone.
Vance, it's Bill from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill from Winnipeg. Fire away.
On the same topic of water and having our magnetics initiated, water is very important. Now, the electrolytes that we have that have to take part in that process, some of it comes from water, and I imagine some of it comes from other sources. What is the balance there between water and other elements that promotes that electrolyte base that we need in our bodies, not only for magnetics, but just general bodily functioning?
Well, you've already stumped me. I don't know if I can answer that question as far as what's the balance. Certainly what we know about our water is that because of the mineral rocks in it, it puts 21 different minerals back into the water. When the original water system came out, which came from the aquifer came from Latin America, there was a brochure down there that was in Spanish, and it listed the different minerals that were present in those mineral stones. But you know what happens is that our metabolism is based on what's called the Krebs cycle, and the Krebs cycle has what we call cofactors, which are the different vitamins and the different minerals. And the body is able to pull that from the foods that we eat. So if we're eating, you know, a variety of foods, I think that's good. Now, one of the problems with our foods is that in the United States, about anywhere from 50 to 85% of the soil has been depleted of minerals. And so historically, you'll hear physicians say, oh, you don't need to take any multivitamin and minerals. But I think that that's not true because they're not up to date on the fact of the poor soil that we have. Unless something is grown by an organic farmer who very carefully checks what's in the soil and then replenishes what is needed or rotates crops, etc., we probably aren't getting what we need. And I've been to some really excellent food as medicine conferences that are all over the United States. Last time I was at was in Maryland. There's going to be one in San Francisco that I think I'm going to attend again. And some of the very amazing case presentations that are done there would be about chronic medical conditions that Western medicine can't fix and is throwing, you know, one medication after the other after the symptoms of. And when these physicians who are able to go in and they start to check for minerals and vitamins and look at the chemical composition of what the person has going on in their body right now and replaces that properly, these folks get their life back. And for instance, a common one is that we know that the statins that we take really deplete coenzyme Q. And so that we need to be supplementing anybody who's got a statin with coenzyme Q for their underlying metabolic pathway to work, because that is interrupted by taking those statin drugs. Now, we have alternatives with our progesterol, and the interesting thing of progesterol is that it's the only thing that I know of that will both affect the HDLs, LDLs, and the triglycerides. We have to use two drugs in Western medicine to do that. What will be of interest and what we need to be watching is we're starting to see research that it's really not about high cholesterol levels, but it's about the type of particles. So research is going towards the particulate makeup of the lipids, the fat in the bloodstream. And that's how you have somebody with a very low cholesterol and the makeup of the cholesterol count, LDL and VLDL, and they still have heart attacks. Stroke, you say, how can that be? They don't have a cholesterol problem. Well, what we know is that the cholesterol is really a response to the inflammatory process that happens. The body's trying to soothe the inflammation that's in the blood vessel lining, and the side effect of that is that we see elevated cholesterol. So we're now trying to get down into the cause as far as Western medicine. So it'll be fun to see. And if you haven't watched Annie, I can't remember her last name, but the researcher that developed the progesterol, Google Registrol on YouTube. Don't Google it, but look it up on YouTube. And she had a wonderful, wonderful lecture at one of our leadership conferences that really explains about the research that she did. And we could probably make a medical claim there just because she's done the research before we picked up the product.
And I want to say it's Annie. Is it Chang or King or?
I can't remember.
I found it. Yeah, I found it once before, but like what you just said, if you just simply Google or on YouTube type in Registrol, it comes up. Keep digging and you'll find it. But
yeah,
it's
a wonderful lecture.
Excellent, excellent presentation. And it's pretty strong. It's really, really strong. And we know that the results of folks that have used the Registrol for either blood pressure, blood sugar issues, cholesterol, you name it, the results, they just happen. And sometimes it happens in a couple weeks, sometimes it's a couple months, but it just happens. Let's keep going. Bill, thank you for the question. Appreciate it greatly.
Good morning. This is Molly Chung in Dayton, Ohio. Can you
hear
me?
Go ahead, Molly.
Yeah, okay. I know we don't diagnose, but that's what this man has. He looks healthy, but his doctor told him he has virus in one of his lungs, and the doctor cannot do anything about it. And he is tired easily. He exercises regularly. So what can we help him?
Okay, Molly, you said virus in his lung, and they're not able to do much for it. Yeah, we don't have any antiviral for lung kinds of problems, but this is one of those instances where you want to get the body back into the best balance that it can be. And so if he's got virus, he's got lots of extra toxins. So once again, we start with water. Certainly our air filtration system is really, really, really important. He should have several of them in his house, but particularly be running it in his bedroom. One of the principles of allergy control and respiratory illness is if we can control our environment for the hopefully 8 hours that we're sleeping, that's one third of our day. We can't make any difference in the outside. We can't make a difference where we work or where we shop or where we go out. But we can control our home environment. So running a air filtration system. And I think the important thing about that is to get on a routine that the first of every month you remember to take that cover off and vacuum the surface of that filter so that you can have the best results that it possibly can. And then our other armamentarium is immunity. And immunity is, just wonderful. Some of you who haven't heard, we have a group of oncologists in the North Bay area that use mushrooms when they're working with the cancer patients. And our formula has two more types of mushrooms than what they normally recommend. So these mushrooms really, really are able to make a difference. And there was a wonderful, wonderful tape, taking us back, we're not 78 records, but a tape. So you young folks don't even know what that is. But there was a tape that was done by the mycologist that runs our lab in Hawaii, talking about how the formula was put together. And they basically went all over the world to find the various mushrooms that they put into the formula, including the jungles of Brazil and 14,000 in Nepal. And in that particular area, this mushroom is the only place this mushroom grows in a semi-anaerobic environment. And they took the strains and they took them to the lab in Hawaii, and they grew them without any contamination like you would have naturally in the forest. And that's what our mushrooms are made of. So they still have a wonderful immunological property. I've been trying to figure out how to get that tape onto, something that people could tap into. I'll have to talk to somebody a little bit more techy than me, but it's really one that is quite a little bit about the mushroom. You know which one I'm talking about, Vance?
Yeah, and I was going to just say, Dr. Robin, if you can get that either to myself or to Steve Crowfoot, who records this call every Saturday, I absolutely know with 100% certainty that he can. It may not be the clear scope, but yeah, that's definitely good. And I think for the sake of our listeners, what Dr. Robin is referring to is Nikan's Immunity, the immune formula, which is called Immunity, 14 different rare mushrooms that, for years we've had that solution for at least a decade now, maybe much more. And I remember seeing that original list of 14 different ingredients, and the ingredients, the makeup of it has not changed.
How many would you suggest? How many?
When somebody has a problem, Molly, what I usually do is tell them to, like, bump it up to, like, six. And I think the formula on the bottle says two a day. But I would bump it up to six and kind of load the body for maybe 4, 5, 6 days, and then drop it back to two. Now, a lot of people use it as maintenance, including myself. And when it first came out, it was able to get me off of allergy shots and use of steroids for my allergies up in Portland, Oregon area. So it's really pretty good. And what we know is that when people get the flu or other kinds of illness, if they haven't been taking it on a regular basis, if they do that and take six a day for a couple days and then kind of back it down to two or three, what will happen is that the severity of their illness and the length of their illness will be increased. So it's one of those products that I have extras around. I don't have a lot of things that I keep that I can sell to people. But when I would have my own office, I would have extra bottles of immunity because when people need it, they need it today. They can't wait 3 days to have it shipped. So I would put it on auto ship and have a couple extra around that I can sell to somebody and then just replace on my next auto ship. And I actually, when I was in my office, I actually had two shipments coming in a month because I never had enough from one shipment to last. So the next shipment a month later, so I had like two different options. Some of them had the mushrooms immunity on it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And that's a very, very serious question. I don't know if I should ask or not because I'm taking up your time.
But go ahead, Molly. Nobody else is on the line that I know of. It sounds like there's a few other people based on the background noise, but go ahead and ask your question. And then
Okay. A very, very close family to us. He also he was a pediatrician, obstetrician, sorry, and all of a sudden developed lung cancer. There was no significant signs and symptoms. And then when he was examined for the first time, he was already metastasized to other organs. And now he is a hospice and waiting to die.
Mm-hmm.
So what should I suggest in the area of aeration in the house? They live in an open area, and in the summer, they practically open the doors all the time, and the children come in very open area, very clean area.
Well, they say that actually that our indoor air is 7 times more polluted than our outdoor air, so it may not be a bad thing to have the outdoor air coming in, depending upon where you live. And unfortunately, that's one of the problems with lung cancer is that before one gets any symptoms from it, it's way too far gone. Hopefully, they're going to find some way to cure all the cancer. Not going to have to worry about that. But, the first thing that comes to mind for this particular person is just a pure wellness home. And even though he's in hospice, a lot of our technologies will actually help people to be comfortable and not need as much medication. A lot of people do not want to be, numbed out in the last days of their life. They want to be able to enjoy their family and have conversations and be present. And so a lot of our technologies like the Power Mag and, you just put all of them together for somebody like him, are make a difference in the quality of his life, maybe decrease the amount of medication that he needs and the way that they treat
him. Yeah, he's just on oxygen right now. Only less than 2 months ago he went to the doctor and that started to,
That's how it goes. That's really too bad. I'm sorry for that. I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay, who else is on? Somebody needs to start this because we got
Thank
lots
you.
Of great.
Friends. I got a question to ask.
Go ahead, Mater.
Hey, when you're taking, I take an aspirin a day and a blood pressure pill, and other than that, I take my nutritionals from Nikon. And I was wondering how much space you need to put between the medication and if I can don't take all of the nutritional at one time, I think that's how much space do I need between those?
Well, Well,
for your body to absorb.
Kind of a general rule of thumb would be that if you're just talking about a capsule or a tablet breaking down, whether that's prescription medicine or whether that's micronutritionals, you know, that are put in capsules, probably the stomach acids, especially if it's on an empty stomach, is going to take maybe 20 minutes to 30 minutes to break that capsule down. And depending upon how much you eat and how much food you have, it can take 45 minutes to an hour and a half for that food to be out of your stomach. So some things need to be taken with food. Some things need to be taken on an empty stomach. I don't know, you stump me. I don't know the answer to whether, I haven't looked for a long time at the labels, whether they say to take it with food or they say to take it on an empty stomach, but I remember different times that we've been told to not take something with food or to take it with food. That's true about different types of calcium, et cetera. I'd have to email corporate and say, is this one supposed to be taken on an empty stomach or not? If I couldn't see anything on the label. Do you know anything about that, Ben?
I think the one thing that pops to mind is deferring right back to where we started this conversation, and that is so many dear friends of ours that are on blood pressure medication or heart medication, starting the day with a glass full of PIMAG water. I mean, we're talking a good 8 to 12 ounces. And as you said, the stomach acid was, in the body first thing in the day. There's nothing else in there. To get something in the body, especially that comes out of our sports bottle or our waterfall, that's got the higher pH to help neutralize that, to allow the body to get the best absorption for anything we're taking.
Yes and no, because a lot of things need the acid to break it down, to be able to do the absorption. So we do need to have the alkalinization in. And certainly we know that the vital balance, if you take the vital balance with just water first thing in the morning, we're going to get that response that the brain needs. And I won't talk about anything more about that, but there's one other YouTube video that I did was a repeat of the presentation that I did at the Royal Alliance last year. It's about 19 minutes long. You can Google Dr. Ekholm and Vital Balance, and anything you ever wanted to know that came out of corporate or any place else about Vital Balance is on that little YouTube, and you can send it to people that way. But that one, we Vital Balance plus water in the morning gets us the ketogenic response we need that the brain functions better with.
Yeah, no, I guess what I was saying about the breaking down of the stomach acid, I know that the nutritional. Our Nikan's nutritional, anyways, the best way that we absorb them for our family is getting the water into the body first thing. None of us are on medication, fortunately.
Right.
However, and I guess to answer Mater's question, as far as that spaceage, there is no really, I guess, right or wrong answer. You kind of have to go with your gut, but also follow the leading of your medical, advisor, doctor. I mean, how much space should you have? I mean, is there a regimen or is there a right and a wrong time to take medications and or? Because I think what the bottles say or what the containers say on any of the nutritionals that we have, they do suggest different times of the day. But at the same time, one of the things that our first question that came in from Bill up in Winnipeg is, being able to test the body, and Bill will give us some instructions when we get Bill scheduled here, which will be in the next couple of weeks. How do you test the body? What are some simple ways to find out how our body responds? Go ahead.
Well, another comment I was going to say is, so many people on protein pump inhibitors like Nexium and Protonix and Omeprazole, et cetera, which really decrease our acid production in our stomach, and so then what happens is we don't break our food down, and we actually help to create more malabsorption in our body, because we need acid in order to break down our food when we eat. We don't need acid when we're not eating, and that's when the alkaline water is really good. So like in between meals, to neutralize that excess acid we have. And what we find is that a lot of people who are drinking the Nikan water, because it is so alkaline, they can stop taking the medications they need for reflux because they don't have that reflux anymore. And if you think about what tap water has, it has chlorine that kills bugs dead. Well, that's an acid. So if we're drinking regular water, what happens is that we get a lot of acid reflux. And by drinking the Nikan water, that's gone. And you can many times get off your omeprazole and your protein pump inhibitors food better when you're supposed to, and you're going to get the nutrition that you need. So ongoing pump inhibitors is not a good thing, but people think that they're like need to be married to it. Blood pressure medicine doesn't matter whether you take it on an empty stomach or whether you take it with food, neither does aspirin. And I know I remember hearing one of our formulators talk about mineral supplement and saying that they had actually formulated it and watched that it was at breakdown exactly when it was supposed to, so it opened up exactly when it was supposed to as it left the stomach and went into the first part of the intestine, which is where our vitamins and minerals are absorbed, and that was about a 40-minute time period. So we didn't even have to worry about whether we, you know, what we did with it because of how they formulated the capsule. And it was consistent no matter who they gave it to and when they and how they took it on the stomach or with food.
Yeah. So hopefully, Ron, that helps you with a little bit of information. I know we kind of did a dance step all around that. But
yeah.
The other thing I'd throw in here, too, is something I learned from Dr. Roger Drummer, and I know that he technically is not a doctor. However, he's definitely logs in enough research and hours every single day to be classified as a doctor, and he's the one that taught me about a dozen years ago that by opening up any of Neekin's capsuled formulas, the lactoferrin, the immunity, the jade greenzymes, and putting them underneath the tongue, for rapid absorption and for maximum benefit is one of the best ways. And I know what you suggested, Dr. Robin, about somebody with the immune formula of you know, taking way more at first for a few days to kind of launch the body, taking them throughout the day underneath the tongue, especially the lactoferrin to build the immune system, is we discovered in our family it's one of the fastest ways to literally cut off any sickness or disease, a cold, a flu, you name it.
That was the original joint formula that if you had you know, aches and pains, et cetera, that you should actually load the tissue. It was better to take, and we had the initial one, which had acetylmaristoliate and friends plus MFM plus glucosamine. Then our latest formula is very similar to that. That if you were having joint issues, that, you know, you should take excess amount, and one of our good Neekin friends that had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis really got her life back by using all the Neekin wellness pump technologies, but she actually started out taking 18 of the joint capsules a day and got that inflammatory response down and got her joints calmed down. Usually for most people they don't need to take 18 because they don't have that type of an inflammatory process of rheumatoid arthritis, which is one of the most destructive ones that is out there. But if we're maintenance is 2 a day, then, you know, you might start out with 6 and take 6 a day for 5 to 7 days and then drop it back down. So, there are certain things that we do where we actually load the body and the joint formula, the acetylmaristoliate is stored in our fat cells. And the idea is that if you build up the silo, the grain bin, and you have it full, then whenever you need to get some, you can just go in and get whatever you need. And that's the principle behind how the joint works. And we had talked originally about, that when you're taking the joint capsules are all throughout your whole body, but the kind of the last place that gets saturated is the digits, so the fingers and the toes and the ankles, etc. So if you had a specific problem in the extremities, in the fingers and the toes and the ankles and the wrists, you should use the CM cream like every couple hours while you're starting on the joint capsules, so that eventually the capsules are going to take care of the whole problem and you don't have to be using the cream frequently. And I always reference one of our great physical therapists who's got a PhD in golf in Chicago, and he talked about how he really recommends the joint because normally physical therapists see people Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and so they'll put them through their paces for that hour, and they usually get all their pain flared up, and then it takes 24 hours to try to get it calmed down again, and they can't move as fast through the therapeutic regime. But when they had people taking using CM cream every 2 hours, taking the joint, they were able to get them better, faster, and out of physical therapy sooner. So that was a pretty good attestation of what a difference that particular product made. Okay, next question. Sorry, we're just kind of going off on talking what we want to talk about, but another question.
Yes, I have something here.
Go ahead.
Yes, you were talking about the water and taking Nexium and how we need that acid for proper absorption. I took Nexium for years, and I noticed whenever I started using the IMAG water with a sport bottle and started taking myself off the Nexium that I commenced losing weight, would that getting off the Nexium and using the IMAG water, would that have helped the absorption to where my body's getting the proper nutrients?
There you go. You know, one of the possibilities is if we aren't getting the nutrients we need and we're relatively malabsorbed, we talk about why we have obesity in the United States because we don't tend to eat nutritious meals and absorb it. And so your body's always hungry, so you're always eating, right? So you just keep eating more and more. But if you don't have enough acid during the eating periods of your day, then you don't break it down and you don't get all the nutrients that you need. And if you're taking Nexium, you decrease that acid production even more. Plus, as we said, our food has not got, our soil has not got 100% nutrient value in it. And so it doesn't make sense. Now, the other thing is remember I mentioned that, when you're going to burn fat, you need to have water. So as you start to drink more water, then your body's able to do what it needs to do to basically burn fat off. So it makes perfect sense. Yeah, who would think that, you know, just by drinking water and not taking Nexium that you're actually going to feel better? But you can see why that works if you're actually getting better nutrition and you're also flushing and burning fat better. So it makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, that's great because I was able to wean myself off the Nexium last July. It was the last time I took one, and I've not had problems with the acid reflux since then. And I just take my sport bottle with me everywhere and drink the IMAG water almost exclusively.
Perfect.
We got time for, thank you so much for that question. We got time for one more.
Can I ask you a question about dosage?
Go ahead.
I understand that from conversations that it's possible to use more of, for example, joint or some of the others, but let's just focus on the joint, taking more capsules than what's indicated on the bottle based on need or discomfort.
Correct. That's kind of what we were talking about as far as
how do you know how many or is too many or enough?
Well, you know what happens is there are certain things that can become toxic in the body. Like if we tell people to not take too much of A, D, E, A vitamins, those are called fat-soluble vitamins. And, you know, it's one of those things that where some is good and too much can be toxic because we store them. But the things that we're talking about as far as Neacon products are concerned, once the fish is loaded and the rest of it will in the gut or kidneys or through the liver, depending upon how it is broken down. So they found with the original studies, with the original joint product, which is very similar to the one we have now, that this could not get what we call an LD50 on mice. And that means that they couldn't stuff one more morsel in for a mouse and get a lethal dose of 50 times higher than normal, and they never had any mice die. One of the people that was in the original research, I think he can't remember, but I think he took 18 capsules a day for 2 months, and then he didn't have any pain and issues for over a year after that. He didn't hurt in his fat cells, and his body and then took what it needed as it needed it until the fat storage were depleted. So the immune is one of those things that we can increase for, you know, 3, 4, 5 days to say 6 capsules a day if you have an illness. The joint, I would go to 6 capsules a day for about the same period of time. I told you my friend took a vaccine today for, I think she did that for 2 weeks. It's a very, very, very safe. You can't get to the lethal dose of 50 times the normal regular dose. That's called what the LD50 is called. On that particular drug, they never killed any mice. Now, we're not mice, so certainly we don't want to spend our money and they'll become toxic on it. But I think increasing the dose a little bit for a short period of time, 3 to 5 to 7 days, is not going to hurt on at least those two. I'd have to think about each individual one. You know, I wouldn't do that with our multivitamin mineral because, as I said, A, D, E, and K in high doses can be toxic. Vitamin D, we used to think that vitamin D, when we're taking it for osteoporosis, can be toxic, and we were very careful with it. But as a result of that, we have all kinds of people who are low on vitamin D. If you don't have enough vitamin D, you don't absorb calcium. And they made the normal range based on all the people out there that they tested were really low in vitamin D. So they said, okay, well, low is 20 micrograms. And that was based on people who were not basically healthy. So now we have pushed the level to, somewhere between 50 and 70 micrograms. And that takes a significant amount of vitamin D to do that. But if we don't do that, then we don't impact osteoporosis as well. So for anybody who's taking our joint product, they need to be having their vitamin D levels checked, and they may need to be supplemented. And once one gets on a stable supplementation for about 2 months, then it's good to go back in to the vitamin D again and make sure that it's in that range, at least 30 and maybe up to 70. We don't want it 100 micrograms. But if we're not in that normal range, we're not going to absorb calcium no matter how much of it we throw at ourselves.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Robin, I've got two more, and I don't want to cancel out anybody, but I'm just reading through emails that have been sent to me this week. Bipolar, 45-year-old person who's been diagnosed with bipolar. Besides the sleep system, I mean, everything that you've already shared, I think, covers it, increasing the water. We haven't even touched on the new M-strides, which have been a fabulous, and I just handed another pair to a dear friend of mine yesterday, and within seconds of her putting her feet in her shoes with the insoles in, before I could even say anything, I got the word most people, and that was seconds. How long does it say most people? But she responded and said, I feel tingling all over. And what has been your experience with these, with issues like, you know, bipolar or some of these other things that seem to be more commonplace now? Here's my question. Is there a difference? Aren't all magnets the same, or is there a difference between the new M-strides and what we've been experiencing for years with the MagStep or the MagStride?
Well, we know that the technology that they have developed has basically, it's important for magnetic fields to penetrate the body, and a magnetic field, to have a magnetic field work, it has to be perpendicular to the body part that it's trying to energize. And so the technology that we had in the MagStep and the MagStride caused them in a non-moving target caused the most amount of right angles to the body parts, and so we got the best coverage from those. Then as they went in and created the M-strides, they used the new improved technology that acts the field deeper into the body and covers, because it's moving, because as we step down on it, it pushes the center part up and down, so it becomes a moving, penetrating field. It gets more 90-degree angles, similar to what our power mag does. Our power mag gets 100% right angles to the body part that is energizing, and that's why we get such great results with the power mag. Well, short of having some type of a spinning battery-operated shoe that has magnetics in it, our new M-strides fit the T for that, and I think that's why we're getting that significant improvement. It probably is getting the nerves deeper and blood vessels deeper, and anytime you give the body what it needs, it heals itself. So the nerves are getting their energy, the blood vessels, the muscle walls in the blood vessels relax when they're exposed to a in a series, relax them, they're exposed to a magnetic field, and when you relax those muscle walls, what happens is the arteries get bigger, it allows more flow of the blood through the body part, and you're bringing in oxygen and nutrition that the body needs, it takes it, and you're getting rid of the waste product, so you're just moving the circulation faster, and that's why our technologies work. Now, as far as bipolar, I can't get specific about that at all, Vance, because bipolar is about a chemical that is missing in the brain, and we're not able to do brain biopsies on live healthy patients. Don't tend to want to lay down for that. So our research in brain chemistry is really relatively difficult. But I know that if you put anybody into a wellness home where they're drinking the water, they're sleeping on in a sleep system, they're taking organic nutritionals, I think it makes a significant difference. And I think a lot of our issues come from the fact that we have got a lot of GMO, we've got a lot of chemicals and preservatives, and I highly recommend everybody Google Jeffrey Smith, who is kind of the leader in opposing GMO. I met him in Berkeley a number of months ago, and I was absolutely blown away by the research that he had done and the information that he had about how we are basically putting Roundup into our body and changing our DNA. And we have a whole bunch of people with gastrointestinal problems and a whole bunch of allergies and a whole bunch of inflammatory diseases that are coming. And I think it's because we create a leaky gut. He explains that about as well as anybody. He's got some really great books. If you get on his mailing list, you can listen to him on webinars. And I think we really, really need to know about GMOs, and we need to eliminate them because they are harmful.
And the name again, the phone cut out right there real quick.
GMOs, and the name is Jeffrey Smith.
Jeffrey, and is it spelled with a J or a G?
Yeah, J. Jeffrey Smith, yep. Now, and just, you know, GMO research, he's been working on it for like the last 20 years and opposing some of the political things, but I think we need to be educated about that. We talk, you know, everybody's got this big thing about gluten intolerance. Well, gluten intolerance is really a smaller subset of GMO, and unfortunately, a lot of the things, corn is one of the things that has been modified, and it's in everything. And so, you know, when I went to school 130 years ago, you know, celiac disease was like, hardly anybody had it, but now gluten intolerance is kind of a subset of celiac disease, and everybody's got problems with food allergies and food issues, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's because of our exposure to all the chemicals that get put into our different foods. And we really do need to move towards having organic diets. And the good news is that our organic stuff from Neek, and our nutritionals are organic and they're pharmaceutical grade. And they just fit with what it is we need to give the body what it needs to heal itself. And we need to move more that way with the regular food that we eat. So the back to the bipolar person, put them in a wellness home. The body will figure out what it needs. I can't tell you a specific better than another thing as far as helping that problem.
And Dr. Robin, one of the things that's being texted to me right now is the reminder that, you know, and it's been added to our weight maintenance formula with the Vital Balance, and that is the importance of the liver support. Because it was what you're saying, if we're getting all this extra toxin in our food supply, in the GMOs and all this other stuff, if we're not detoxifying each and every one of our organs, and especially the liver, we're really kind of, and I agree 100% that depending on our age and depending on our lifestyle, the liver is going to be a huge factor, and it's one of the simple ways that we can literally start all the stuff out of the body. And,
right.
So
three ways to detox. One, well, skin detox. So it's really important that we not put a bunch of chemicals on our skin, and our Deakin skin products are fabulous for that. That's the second biggest detoxifier. The liver is the first. We've got a liver support for that. The kidneys are right up there, so having water is going to help that work the way it needs to work. All of those things are important. And, you know, if you go to a Western medicine doctor, we're not talking to talk about that. But if you go to a homeopath or a naturopath, the first thing they'll do is put you on some type of a detoxification, get that gut cleaned out. Well, we've got lactoferrin that really helps the gut do its job. And so I think lactoferrin is one of the things that we probably don't talk about and take as often as we should, unless we're working with the bone health, because it's put right into that packet. But for anybody with any kind of allergies or any kind of illnesses, lactoferrin to get the gut as healthy as possible is really important.
Okay, let's wind it up and finish with this, Dr. Robin. Let's switch gears entirely. You are promoting and hosting or co-hosting. I'm not sure who's doing the event.
I'm hosting.
You're hosting the upcoming. It's less than a month away now. Gold Training in the Bay Area. This is, I believe, one of the first times it's gone on the road. And having spoken with Jeff Isom yesterday, the plan is to make this a regular thing. However, it's happening. And what do you want to say to get people to come hang out with you for a couple days?
Well, first of all, the weather in the San Francisco Bay Area is fabulous. We're like in summertime. We have a little bit of rain right now, but we need that, or else we're going to have too expensive wine, and that would be a shame, right? The weather is absolutely fabulous. And this is Jeff Isom's base. This is a sign that he's supposed to make. Gold Training is his baby. He's in charge of it. So it's not going to be like anything we've ever seen before. I know a lot of people went to Gold Training that Larry Proffitt, who's wonderful, did at corporate last fall. Gold Training has historically been hooked up to big events, and it's based down in Irvine. Jeff's intention is to help everybody improve their rank and become better leaders and therefore make more money. And so those of us that have gotten some kind of stuff that perma gold or perma silver or perma diamond or perma platinum need to like figure out what we need to do to move forward. And we have a fabulous power team here that's been working with me, with Jeff, to get the foundation and the basics. And I don't know about you, but I didn't take the original Gold Training until about 2 years after I'd been in Meekin, because I didn't know about it or I wasn't where I needed to be. And, you know, I didn't even know how I got to silver, let alone what to do next. And I really got some great pearls from being in the Gold Training. And that was a Gold Training that's completely different than what I'm going to do. It's going to be very, very interactive. We're going to talk about the foundational things that everybody, no matter whether you're a Pathfinder or Royal Alliance, a follower, or a Magnetic Team Builder follower, there are certain fundamentals that are the same no matter who your upline is and no matter what you're doing as far as being successful in network marketing. And so we would love to have people come down, and it's going to be the 22nd and 23rd of March, a Saturday and Sunday, in Pleasanton, which is not too far from Oakland. You can fly into Oakland, and if you need us to pick you up, be happy to do that. My cell phone is 707-364-1919, and my email is raekholmdo@aol.com. And get a hold of me, and we'll make sure somebody gets you and get you there. We've got a decreased cost.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy San Francisco and all the fruits. Maybe come a little early, stay a little bit later, and have a nice little week for the weekend vacation and get some great training.
Thank you, Dr. Robin, so very, very much. And I'm going to repeat those numbers that she just gave, and I'm going to do something right now that I don't do very often.
All callers are muted.
There we go. Now we got a crystal clear line. And I want to thank all of you who asked questions. And if you did not get a question asked, don't worry. We'll have Dr. Robin back sooner rather than later here in the next couple months. And the important thing is, I think, in just kind of tying a bow on everything that's been asked and everything that's been suggested, is really, really getting back to the core essentials, the sleep, water, air, nutrition, and starting really, if we could take that acronym of SWAN and put the W first, I think that was the common denominator of everything, that we can literally solve a multitude of sins, or cover a multitude of sins, solve a multitude of ails by just getting really good, clean, pure water. And it's not coming from a bottled source, and it's not coming from the tap. It's just bottom line, we got to get it out of the sports bottle, or get it out of the waterfall, or the aquaphor, or the counter units that we have, because it's proven. We start there, even the first few days of that. And Dr. Martin Plotkin was the one that Dr. Robin referenced.
Yep.
that, you know, he was adamant about that when he taught here at Oregon Health Sciences University, which is, you know, ironically nicknamed Pill Hill is what they call it here in the Portland area. So many amazing results that we've seen just with the water. And so if you missed Dr. Robin's phone number, her cell number, in reference to, please don't call her. Please, 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 please do not call her and inundate her with another one, a question that didn't get asked. Run them through your upline. Or go back and listen to some of these, and I would highly, highly recommend. But her cell number regarding the gold training, if you need a ride, you need a lift, you need something, again, it's area code 707-364-1919.
And you can text me on that.
Yeah, you can text her as well. And I do want to make a recommendation going back to Dr. John Haller's interview that we did 6 weeks ago. There was a lot of great pearls that he shared of his own experience utilizing simple Nikan nutritionals and how he completely turned around his experience with Sjogren's disease or Sjogren's syndrome, which is similar to lupus. January 18th was the recording on that. And if you go on to SaturdayAMLive.com, again, that's where the recording of this conversation will be, SaturdayAMLive.com, scroll down to the recording in bold red, January 18th, with Dr. John Haller, and listen to that. Send that out, copy it and paste it into link to send to people, because he gives some of the same exact recommendations that Dr. Robin did today on utilizing what we have with Nikan to literally turn these cycles around, because it's not that we have a one size shoe that fits all. That's not it at all. But however, when we start addressing some of these basic elements, it does make a big difference. And on that note, one last thing here, or two last things, two more calls that are coming up soon, one in less than 5 minutes from now, and that is with Roger Drummer. We referenced him earlier today. He's going to be on a call that commences in 2 minutes from now. And the phone number for that, if you did not receive the email or you missed it from Dave Johnson, is area code 567-314-0343. Again, that's area code 567-314-0343. And the code on that, 5 digits, 838-54-POUND. 838-54-POUND. And that, again, that call is happening in 2 minutes from now. Roger Drummer, Nikan's token herbalist, nutritionist, master guru when it comes to all things nutrition, and utilizing all the other wellness home technologies that we have. And then last reminder, this coming Monday, the March kickoff call. You don't want to miss what's new, what's fresh, all the announcements, what's happening, and all things concerning Nikan. 6 o'clock on Monday. It is 6 o'clock, right? Or is it 6:30, Dr. Robin?
I think it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock, West Coast time. So that's 9 o'clock for those of you out on the East Coast. And all the information's on the Nikan website. I don't have the phone number in front of me, but you'll get an email regarding it as a reminder. Don't miss the kickoff call. Some really, really fun, exciting things that are happening, and just to build upon what we've already done. So, Dr. Robin, thank you again so much.
Anytime.
So much, so very much. And I know we'll have you back soon. And so until then, you guys, thank you. I am signing off. Look forward to having you chatting next week. Same time, same number. And get on the call with Roger Drummer right now with Dave Johnson. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks, Vance. Bye.